Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
It's May 30th, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's November 15th, 2002. And here's Jesus. Nazarene, here's another question that Demetrius and one of his co-workers often discusses. There's been a rash of con games perpetrated against churches, getting churches to invest their funds in worthless schemes and then stealing their money. You know, our way was to punish people doing these things far more severely than those stealing from ordinary institutions, that they should get twice to three times the sentence for stealing from a church as stealing from an ordinary institution. Some of Demetrius's co-workers say, oh, this is wrong. Stealing from a church is no different than stealing from anybody else, and anybody doing so shouldn't be punished more severely. What is your opinion?
Alora, I agree with Demetrius. Anyone perpetrating such crimes should be punished far more severely than someone robbing an ordinary business, such as a store or a restaurant or something like that. Stealing from a church is the most heinous crime. Our people, the Havens, had even harsher ways of dealing with those that stole from religious bodies. And I won't go into that because it would be a little bit too much for people of Earth. But yes, when people steal from a religious institution, when they take money that is meant to help other people, deceive good people into throwing their money away, they should be punished far more severely than those committing ordinary crime.
Nazarene, Demetrius has told me how the ancient Havens, the people of the Holy God Empire, used to burn men alive with their wives and children who committed what some would consider even minor crimes. Is this what you are referring to? I think people of Earth would understand, because your people were so afraid of fire, this was one of the most horrible punishments imaginable.
Yes, Alora, that is what I was referring to.
We'll be back after the break with much more.
Jesus of Nazareth here, Demetrius and Alora have done such wonderful work for the Lord's over the years. It is unbelievable the amount of material that they have on their websites that is helpful and useful to people. The address to their website is
www.voicesfromspirit.com.
I ask people to go there. It is very important that they study every aspect of Demetrius's and Alora's work. Do visit their website.
We're back! Nazarene, our good friend Rob Calvert of WEBN in Cincinnati, Ohio, sent another good question. What did Noah eat on the ark? He only had two worms, so he could not fish.
Now, Alora, you know there wasn't an ark. The story of the Great Flood is man's interpretation of the Great Holocaust, when we fought each other for the last time here on Earth and destroyed all our colonies, something that mustn't ever happen again. But the story of Noah is quite real. It wasn't an ark. It was a great barn, a great storage area kept by the Holy Garden Empire. And Noah was its foreman, its leader. And he and his family survived the Holocaust. And to get by, to survive, they put themselves in the suspension chambers that were in the facility to keep the grain from spoiling. They weren't there for 40 days and 40 nights. They were there for 40 years until the earth regenerated. All the rest of the story is basically true. How the idea of the ark came about was, as this great facility was crumbling after Noah's time and the people fell back into barbarianism, people would see this great rotting structure and comment that it looked like a boat. And knowing that this is where Noah and his people had survived the great storms and the great flood, people began to say that he had built this boat to put two of everything in to save so the world would be saved. And that's how the legend of the ark came about. But the basic story is absolutely true. Noah existed, and his wife and his sons and daughters existed, and they were the foundation of the human race in that area. They were the survivors of the Great Holocaust, and they carried the traditions and the stories of the Garden Empire down into modern times. And it is their legend that everything is based on.
That's incredible, Nazarene.
I always thought it was too, Alora.
We'll be back again.